There's a huge issue and a huge anger and indeed a huge disbelief within the community of Clonmacnoise, in Gortha Harkia, in Fulcara and the surrounding areas over the controversial plans to develop what are large-scale oyster farms at Ballinasloe Bay. And this anger and disbelief and frustration is probably best exemplified in the fact that hundreds upon hundreds, up to 700 people, attended a public meeting at the end of the summer. Thousands of people have signed a local petition and they're absolutely aghast at what has been planned and what has been applied for in relation to an area of stunning beauty. And I'm not sure, Minister Creed, if you're familiar with that part of our island, but it's worthwhile seeing it. It is really a jewel in the crown. It has got breathtaking scenery, clear waters, and relatively unspoiled marine livelihood there, and it's been a source of pride for the local community for many, many decades. Yet they can't understand why the department is considering industrial-scale oyster farms along its strands, and if approved, would stretch from Drumnatinny through Ballinasloe onto Maharoti Dune on the western side of the bay. Yet the vast majority of people, myself included, only became aware that these applications were actually in with the department several weeks after the public consultation period had ended. How come we were kept in the dark? Well, the answer is very clear. This was advertised in a local newspaper, an excellent local newspaper, the Donegal Democrat, but unfortunately the Donegal Democrat doesn't have a wide readership in that area. Indeed, members of the committee informed me that only 15 copies of the Donegal Democrat are sold in the Fulcara area, compared to another paper which would have a bigger reach, and two papers that would have a bigger reach there. The publication wasn't put up in Gaelic. It's an area of the Gaeltacht, and while it's available to view in the local Garda station, if you live in rural Ireland, first of all, the Garda station is only open 3 hours a day, and if they're on call, you're not going to get there. But if it's not advertised in the local papers or in the media or on the radio, then you don't know to go to the local Garda station to know of it anyway. So there is huge issues here. We've seen it in other areas as well. We've also seen a number of decisions made by the department in recent weeks in relation to approving of oyster farming in different parts of Donegal where there was no objections and no opposition to it. But this area here is a pristine area. It's a special area of conservation. It is got a protected bay. Indeed, just last week I was talking to the Minister Boxer Moran in relation to coastal erosion and the need to invest in that area and to make sure that the type of habitat that we have there is protected. And the idea, and you know, I support aquaculture, but the idea that we would have Maharoti through to Ballinasloe, you know, with trestles, is just not acceptable. And what we're talking about here is about, you know, between 45, 46 football pitches of area that is under, that would be under harvest for oysters, and that is simply not acceptable. So, Minister, can I ask you, given the fact that the principle or the spirit of the legislation and indeed the EU directive in relation to public consultation and awareness of the public in relation to an application of such magnitude, that the public should be consulted, and given the fact that it was only placed in a paper that had a circulation of 15 in a community of thousands, and again I repeat, thousands of people have signed a petition calling for this process to go back to the starting blocks. Will you intervene and nullify these applications? And if the promoters want to put in the applications again, at least they will do so with the knowledge that the community knows that such an application has been made. It is you, Minister, at the end of the day, that will sign this licence, grant this licence, or reject it.
Mr. Green, please.
Thank you, Deputy. Licensing decisions have recently been made in respect of a number of license applications for the cultivation of shellfish in Ballinasloe Bay. A public notice regarding these decisions is scheduled to be published in the Donegal Democrat on Thursday, the 5th of December. The public notice will be in Irish and English, as the area in question is in the Gaeltacht. Representations have been received from public representatives and members of the public raising objections to these applications and also raising objections to the manner in which the department communicated the information to the local community. In fact, In accordance with the provisions of the legislation, public notices were placed by the applicants in the Donegal Democrat. These public notices were placed by the applicants on the instruction of the department as a necessary part of the licensing process. One of the complaints is that, as Ballyness Bay lies within the Gaeltacht area, the public notices should have been in Irish as well as in English. In fact, as the applications are placed in the newspaper by the applicant, not the state, the requirement for Irish language notification does not apply. Notice of the ministerial decisions will be published in Irish and English, as the department is the publishing body in that case. An aquaculture licence is required by law for the cultivation of finfish, shellfish and certain marine plants such as seaweed. The Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine considers all applications for aquaculture licences in accordance with the provisions of the Fisheries Amendment Act 1997, the Foreshore Act of 1933 and applicable EU legislation. The licensing process involves a consultation with a wide range of scientific and technical advisers, as well as various statutory consultees. The legislation also provides for a period of public consultation. In addition, the department must adhere to a wide range of regulatory requirements and other legislation which impact on the licensing process. A key component of the aquaculture licensing process is a series of measures designed to address the impact of aquaculture on the environment. This series of measures is known as appropriate assessment. The appropriate assessment process arose from a European Court of Justice case against Ireland in 2007. The European Court of Justice declared that by failing to take all the measures necessary to comply with the EU Habitats Directive in respect of authorisations of aquaculture programmes, Ireland had failed to fulfil its obligations under that directive. The EU Habitats and Birds Directive has resulted in the designation of certain bays by National Parks and Wildlife Service as special areas of conservation and or special protection areas for birds. These are known as Natura 2000 sites, and most aquaculture takes place within them or adjacent to them. In the negotiations to address the ECJ judgment, the Department agreed a process with the European Commission and National Parks and Wildlife Service which would govern the state's processing of aquaculture licence applications. The appropriate assessment process is managed in the main by the Marine Institute via environmental and scientific contractors commissioned by the Institute to carry out the necessary fieldwork and desk analysis. To date, the Marine Institute has submitted appropriate assessments in respect of 32 bays to the Department, of which Ballyness Bay is one. Ballyness Bay in County Donegal is designated a special area of conservation. There are also a number of other special areas of conservation and special protected areas close to Ballyness Bay, and full consideration was given to the likely interaction between these areas and proposed aquaculture activities. The appropriate assessment considered 20 applications for aquaculture operations in Ballyness Bay, which consisted of 14 for the cultivation of oysters only, 5 for the cultivation of oysters and clams, and 1 for the cultivation of clams only. The number of sites being applied for has subsequently been reduced to 18 applications, with 2 sites for oyster cultivation having been withdrawn. The legislation specifically provides for periods of statutory and public consultation in respect of aquaculture licence applications. All observations received within the consultation period are carefully considered by the department. In accordance with applicable legislation, notice of the applications in Ballyness Bay were published by the applicants in the Donegal Democrat on various dates between the 14th of March and the 26th of March. From the date of the relevant notice, the public had 4 weeks to make written submission or observations. If I might beg the indulgence, but there's a kind of a legal process I'd like to go through. I have just another page to read if I have the indulgence of the House.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. In accordance with applicable legislation, notice of the applications in Ballyness Bay were published by the applicants in the Donegal Democrat on various dates between the 14th of March and the 26th of March. From the date of the relevant notice, the public had 4 weeks to make written submissions or observations to the department on the applications specified in that notice. During that time, the application documentation was available for inspection in Garda stations specified in the public notices and on the department's website. In accordance with the applicable legislation, one of the Garda stations was opened on a 24-hour basis in Letterkenny. The following statutory consultees were contacted in relation to these applications: Donegal County Council, the Inland Fisheries Ireland, Bordish Givara, Fault Ireland, Untashka, Udaros na Gaeltacht, the Department of Housing, Planning and Local Government, the Department of Culture, Heritage and the Gaeltacht, and the Marine Institute. In addition, the legislation governing aquaculture licensing provides for an appeals mechanism. Any member of the public who wishes to appeal a ministerial decision may do so by submitting an appeal to the Aquaculture Licences Appeal Board, which is an independent body established by statute. The Department has received a number of representations from members of the public and public representatives in relation to the licensing process as it affects Ballyness Bay. In addition to general complaints concerning the appropriateness or otherwise of intertidal aquaculture in Ballyness Bay, there have been specific concerns expressed concerning the consultation process, specifically the placement of public notices in the Donegal Democrat is regarded as inadequate by a number of members of the public and public representatives. However, the procedures in respect of the public notices adhere fully to the legislative requirements.
Okay. Thank you.
In addition to the public notices, the applications were available to view in specified local Garda stations and on the Department's website. In conclusion, Cathaoirleach, and I appreciate your indulgence, the licensing process in respect of Ballyness Bay conforms fully with all legislative requirements. A public notice of the ministerial decision is scheduled to be published in the Donegal Democrat on this Thursday, the 5th of December. Any person who is not satisfied with the ministerial decision can make appeals.
Okay.
Can appeal the decision to the Aquaculture Licence Appeal Board, as a period of time for submitting such appeals will commence from the date of publication of the decision and will continue for 1 month thereafter. It would not be appropriate to comment further on the matter at this time.
Deputy Doherty, please.
Well, Minister, first of all, I don't know if you feel it's appropriate, and as I said, the Donegal Democrat, which is by every week, has two papers and excellent coverage and all the rest, but if you think it's appropriate that a paper that only has 15 sales in an area where it has been impacted in Fulcara, then that's not appropriate. You know, that's the reality. You can talk about a Garda station in Letterkenny being open 24 hours. That's like saying that the public notification for works that are carried out in this house is going to be on view down in Bray in the Garda station, because it takes us the same distance from Garda Hawk to get to Letterkenny as it would from me to jump in a car and get to Bray here. The reality is people in the area didn't know about this. People in the area didn't have an opportunity to make a submission. Public meetings aren't well attended when you call meetings on different things. When you have 600 or 700 people turning out a public meeting, you know that there's an issue in the community. When you have thousands of people signing a petition, you really know that there's issues. Now, the core of this comes down to this question. What do you do, Minister? There's 18 applications in for this area of unique beauty in our county, unique beauty in our country. You had the final decision on those 18 applications. You're telling us that we're going to have to wait until the Donegal Democrat. Can you tell the House of the Oireachtas today, what decision did you make on those 18 applications? Did you grant them? Did you refuse them? Did you grant them with amendments or not? Because what we're looking at, and the people who are listening to this debate at home, are worried. They're worried about what's going to happen in terms of an area of huge unemployment, but is seeing an uplift in terms of tourism, in terms of the Wild Atlantic Way. And they don't want to, and that's the reality, to be on that, looking out at a beautiful area of Maharorty or Ballinas, and actually instead looking at, when the sea is out, trestles as far as the eye can see. They don't want to see that. They want to make sure that people will have employment in their community. They want to make sure that what they've grown up with will be there, and that they can hand that down to the next generation. I will warn you, because this is my last opportunity here, if you've granted those applications, this community will fight you tooth and nail, and I will be with them every step of the way. I will be putting in an appeal to this, and I'm sure that there will be hundreds, if not thousands, of others in relation to that. But I would ask you to clarify what has been the decision, so that the people will know, have you granted these applications,
Deputy.
Have you refused them, or have you granted them with alterations?
Minister Creed, briefly, please.
The Deputy has raised a number of points. I mean, with regard to the advertisement of the applications in the media, the applicants are compliant with the law as it currently is by virtue of having advertised it in the Donegal Democrat and having made the application details available in local Garda stations, including one which has open access for 24 hours. In that context, and we can have all of the debates about how widely read these applications are, etc., they comply with the statutory process. I made the point also that in terms of complying with the statutory process, there are a number of notice bodies that are invited to make submissions, and I listed those, including Donegal County Council, Antashka, various government departments, Parks and Wildlife, etc. And they are all notified, and all of their observations and reports and views are taken into account, including the views that are available to me in respect of my own department and other agencies that are also involved in the decision-making process. I ultimately have to make the decision. I don't mean to be in any way circumspect here, but there is a process, and I'm going to comply entirely with the process. Once the process is in the public realm, I can discuss the matter subsequently, but the process requires me to put the decision in the first instance on the Donegal Democrat later this week, and I will be complying with the law in that context.